626.
Your Mega Millions ticket yet, or ask a friend in a state where Mega Millions currently is available to pick you up some winning numbers. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Truly the buzz in your backyard and mine is the same. It's over, a handful of numbers. Can you be lucky this time around and have lightning strike one in 175 million chances that you will pick the winning numbers in a lottery that could be up to almost $600 million by the time of the drawing on Friday evening. Woo! That sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? $600 million. Boy, we got a lot of interesting things to talk about this hour, including the wrap-up of the Supreme Court's oral arguments, hearing them 6.5 hours, and now ultimately what happens with health care. We'll talk about that. Also, the FBI getting the voice recorder from JetBlue. Remember the pilot who unfortunately scared the passengers on a flight from New York to Las Vegas that ended up landing in Amarillo, Texas? What was that all about? Turns out that JetBlue Flight 191, which had to make that emergency landing, the voice recording was laced with all kinds of interesting things, to say the least. And there's a few little controversies bubbling up across the land worth mentioning in this hour-long broadcast of America Tonight, this hour anyway. Coming up this weekend, of course, we've got March Madness continuing down to the Final Four, which means we got to nail the score coming up. You could be one of our lucky winners if you correctly nail the score. It was so fun to do it during football season. We decided to make an exception and do the March Madness thing, too, so we rolled it in to nail the score. If you correctly nail the score, you'll win a wireless GPS system. Yeah, how cool is that? And let me tell you, it's like one of those kind of things where you can find out where the deli is when you're in an area. You have no idea where you are. You're visiting. You're looking for a theater, whatever it is. Boom. And you're there. All of a sudden, the car just magically steers itself in the right direction, plus $100 worth of sausage and a whole bunch of other cool things. So you just might be a winner. Good stuff. All you have to do is give us the final score of both of the games that are coming up as March Madness rolls on. During the day, it was all about, as I said, the numbers. You couldn't get away from it no matter where you turn. Somebody was talking about Mega Millions. I don't care what your flavor of cable is. If you were flipping around, you were in a doctor's office, you were out milling around doing something else, perhaps you were listening to the radio, jumped in the car, whatever, you know that people are talking about, did you get a ticket? How many tickets did you buy? That kind of stuff. Here's kind of what the buzz sounded like.
It's unreal.
Everybody and their mom's going to be buying a ton of tickets this week.
If I hit that, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm just not going to work a day in my life.
Well, I take care of my mom and dad and then I go on a big trip.
Probably do some traveling. Quit my job.
I think just to pay our bills.
Yeah, see, everybody wants to fantasize about what they would do if they won the lottery. And, man, how difficult would it be to pick those winning numbers? Pretty difficult. Pretty difficult also to get a handle, I think, on this Trayvon Martin deal when it comes to the gun issue. As many of you know, and I say this all the time, but in case you just tuned in for the first time to listen to the show, first of all, welcome aboard. Thanks for tuning in. But here's the scoop. I don't own a gun, but I completely support gun rights. I do not think we want to take rights away from people, so I back the Second Amendment. And then when what happened in Florida, now the conversation is shifting toward, well, maybe they went too far in the Sunshine State with this stand your ground law. This Zimmerman guy decides to take the law into his own hands. He's tracking down Trayvon Martin and is told, hey, just back off. Doesn't do it. You know, the rest is history. And the story every day takes on yet another angle, another discussion. And the sad, sad part of it is there's a victim here, and the victim is the 17-year-old and his family. You know, that's the thing, ultimately. They can't get that back, no matter how many times this plays out or how many ways or whatever happens. That's not happening. Right off the bat, let's go to one of my faves, Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I wanted to tell you, if I win this Mega Millions, it will not go to the Eric Holder Admiration Society.
Good for you.
On a serious note, this problem with this young man that was killed in Florida, you know, NBC played the 911 communication between George Zimmerman and a dispatcher. They started out the tape where he says, this kid appears to be black in a hoodie.
Yeah.
Now, the real 911 tape says the dispatcher asked him, is this person Hispanic, black? And then he responds, this young man appears to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fundamentally, Kate, dishonest.
Oh, I agree. Because obviously they're asking him questions, him describing is much different when he's asked the questions than him, you know, just saying that, yes.
You can't trust these people to do anything anymore. I listen to them occasionally to get an opposing opinion of what I perceive
to be
justice
the truth.
Is, or the way I believe.
Yeah.
And then they do this to you.
Yeah.
They just outright falsify what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. That part of the story is wrong. I agree with you. Absolutely. The problem is, and you and I both know this, Zimmerman wouldn't even be talking about this if he just didn't get out and go after him.
Well, yes. I mean, we can speculate on so many of these things. I'm not saying that this guy is not guilty of whatever it is.
Sure.
But let's get the facts first.
I agree. You know, that's a good point. I'm very glad that you called, Dale, and said that, because the way it was cut, the story was cut, you're right, it was misleading, because it is very different from the way that happened, and so that makes it worse. You're right. It makes it worse.
Well,
yeah.
So we're left up in the air about we feel tremendous empathy for the Martin family.
Sure,
I mean, this is
absolutely.
This is an absolute tragedy.
Yes.
But firing up all these feelings of hate and distrust, and NBC goes and does something this ridiculous, this unfair, and this wrong, it just blows me away.
But here's the good news. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call. More people talking about it, more people realizing the manipulation of some details, what a difference that can make in a story, the more people will decide they're not going to watch what they think is a credible news organization any longer, and they'll pay the price. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, bonds, or having an IRA in precious metals. I can help. Call me today, Peter Cronshaw, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Good tonight. It's always fun to talk to our pal Mike Bonacorsi, who gets you retirement ready. Plus, we're giving away one of his books on the show, so you could be a lucky winner. Can't beat that with a stick. Hey, Mike, speaking of lucky, were you in any office pools for March Madness?
No, I wasn't.
Smart man.
Yeah. I always found I never did too well, especially March Madness is always a tough go.
Yeah, it's been a tough. It's been pretty much a tough call for everyone. Their brackets were busted. So see, you're a financial guy, so you're smart. You planned that you knew you weren't going to make any money on it anyway. So why go in that direction?
Exactly.
Well, as we always talk about getting retirement ready, and of course, we have taxes now coming up, and you and I have talked about this a bunch, but I've gotten a lot of questions about this, about the Roth versus the traditional IRA and what you can write off. Can you clear up some of that confusion?
Yeah, sure. The traditional IRA is funded with money that you get a tax deduction for. So if you make a contribution to a traditional IRA, you typically get a tax deduction for that money. Your money grows tax deferred, and when you take it out, taxes will be due on the withdrawal, on the full amount that comes out. A Roth IRA is almost the exact opposite. The money that you fund it with is after-tax money, meaning you don't get a tax deduction for it. However, that money grows tax-free, so when you take it out, there is no taxes due on the withdrawal. Now, it gets a little tricky because there are restrictions as to whether or not you qualify for a tax deduction on your traditional IRA contributions, and that depends on whether or not one or both spouses participate in a retirement plan at work and your income level. There's actually phase-out levels, and it comes to a point where you can't take a tax deduction for a traditional IRA. You can contribute to it but not get a tax deduction, and the money will still grow tax-deferred, and taxes will be due on the growth when you take it out.
Yeah, what do you mean there comes a time when you can't do that? Explain that a little bit more.
Well, basically what happens is the government kind of puts a restriction on exactly how much money you can put away for retirement pre-tax. So there's limits to how much money you can put into a traditional IRA and still get a tax deduction for it. And I don't know the exact phase-out limits. For some reason, I think a married couple starts at around $160,000, maybe a little bit more. But depending on where your household income is, you may not be able to take that tax deduction from a traditional IRA. So that could be a reason to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah. All right, so it's good to weigh those options to make sure you know as much as you can before you dive in onto either side of it, apparently.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're, in fact, that number that I gave was a little high. If you're actually a participant in a retirement plan at work, the phase out starts coming relatively soon on that contributing and getting a deduction on a traditional IRA.
Yeah. Okay. So watch for that. You know, as I said, you wrote a book about being retirement ready, and we talk about all aspects of that. And Sal, listening to us in Maine a couple of weeks ago, sent me a note, and he wanted me to ask you what you really thought, since you've done this for a long time, and this is certainly your expertise. What you thought the top three things were that you needed to have in order as you get closer to retirement.
Top three things. It's funny how you look at it. One thing I think is real healthy, is real important, is good health. I mean, because I think healthcare costs are really going to be the toughest thing that the retiree deals with. So staying healthy is one aspect. From a financial point of view, I think it's important that not only do you have retirement plans in place, but I also think it's important that you have money that's not in retirement plans. Because as you're drawing money out of your plans, you don't want to have to pay taxes on every single penny that you take out. It's nice to have some after-tax money out there to throw in the mix so you aren't, paying 100% taxes on everything that comes out. Another thing that I think is important is to have a realistic view of how much money you have and exactly what you can accomplish with that money. I think too many people take a look and they say, well, I'm going to get Social Security. I got a little bit of money stashed away. I'll be okay. And the reality happens a couple of years down the road, inflation starts eating away at their purchasing power. Things come up, and all of a sudden that money that they have there isn't quite lasting them. So really taking a realistic view of how far your money will go and how much money you have is important. And the other thing is, I think, be flexible in your planning. You know, it was nice maybe 10 years ago to say I want to retire at 55, 56 years old, and I'm not going to go back to work again. Well, as you get closer and you find out, hey, I'm really not where I thought I would be at this time, be flexible. Be willing to work and put some extra time in. keep your debt down, spend some time reducing your debt while you're still working. The last couple of years, I think it's critical that you take a look at your debt. And if you have, even if you have to work another year or two, stay in work, get rid of debt. If you're just a couple of years away from paying off that house mortgage, maybe a kid's education, or you got a couple of car expenses out there, get rid of this debt before you go into your retirement. I always tell people, I say, don't let debt control your retirement.
Yeah, that's great advice. What about, somebody else also wanted me to ask you, Sharon, listening to us in Dallas, wanted me to ask you about life insurance.
You know, life insurance, you know, it really is critical. Too many people, I think, give up on their policies a little too soon without really thinking it through. You know, life insurance can be a big help to your beneficiaries when you pass away. If they're collecting, to give you an example, it can replace money that may be paid in taxes. If somebody inherits an IRA plan, and they decide to take a lump sum and have to pay a fair amount of money in taxes, well, life insurance can replace that money. It can provide liquidity at death. If your beneficiaries are going to need money, maybe to settle your estate, pay for funeral expenses, less expense money, it's right there. I mean, it's fairly easy to get. It can be settled very, very quickly, and checks can be received. If you have beneficiaries out there, they're still going to need some kind of extra income. Certainly, you can provide a boost. So I think people are sometimes a little too quick to give up on their life insurance without thinking it through.
Yeah. One of the things that you wrote a blog about, and I found it totally fascinating, is you labeled it as a different kind of top 10 list. And one of the reasons on your list, I love this, because you hear this across the board, I'm too busy. How many times do you hear that when people talk to you?
I'm too busy to plan for my retirement. You're right. It happens all the time. You know, I got too many things going on. I don't have time to sit down and figure out where I am or sit down and work with somebody. It's absolutely insane. People have to take the time. You've got to make the time to do it. It isn't just going to magically appear to you.
Yeah, there you go. It's not going to magically appear. The other thing, and you talked about this a little bit, the other thing that you wrote about, too, is people who say, I don't need to. Don't you think everybody has to?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that, I don't know how people think they're going to retire sometime. I have people come into my office all the time that feel that they can live the retirement life that their parents or their grandparents did.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much. Again, nice to talk to you, and we put that in the mix because so many of you asked for that, trying to figure out a way to scrimp some money together. He says it doesn't matter how much money you have, there's always a way as long as there's the will. Stay with us.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a Liquid Zeolite today.
Welcome back to Free For All Friday here on America Tonight. We're talking about 500 million ways to spend 500 million plus. The sad story of Trayvon Martin and all the crazy angles surrounding this. Like I said, this story is growing like wild weeds that just will not stop. Every day there is absolutely a different twist to this. If you want to throw in your two, you can at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or remember, AmericaTonight.net. We're always looking for that mail. Let's go to Pat in New York. Pat, thanks for hanging through. What's up?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Yes, I was just caught CNN News, and they were showing a new video of bringing Zimmerman in to the police station, and there's no bloody nose, no nothing, and he was handcuffed. So that's a new twist.
Yeah, because you know what he was saying he was the father was saying he was punched in the nose, his nose was broken, he was knocked to the concrete, and so you would see that, you would think you could see if he was moving fluidly or whatever with the handcuffs
exactly,
and what was
that
happening.
That's what they were saying, and then they said, you know, it all happened on the grass, and there's no grass stains, you know, no blood or nothing. And they showed the video, and I'm just watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, you're walking in through the police station in handcuffs, And, you know, nobody has gloves on, you know, because if you're bleeding and you don't know the suspect, you know, you protect yourself, you know. And it was
nothing. Yeah, so it seems odd. Yeah, it seems. I saw the video. I went and looked at the video, too, and it doesn't look like that at all. The injuries made it sound like he was going to be on some kind of a stretcher or really banged up, and it didn't look that way at all.
There's nothing on him, and then, you know, you walk him in handcuffs, and then, oh, now he's free.
Yeah.
You know what
I'll be interested to see, Pat? I want to hear about the forensic, when they come up with the forensic information on the bullet and all that.
That's what I'm looking for, because, you know.
Yeah, because if he's saying, oh, he was on top of me and all this stuff, then they'll be able to tell by bullet angles easily what part of that happened. And then, boy, there's no getting around that. Then there's no way, because they'll know.
I mean, this came out, and, you know, everybody sees it, and then, you know, like you said, ballistics.
Yeah, ballistics will make a big difference.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, good caller. Thanks for hanging, like I said, and call us again, okay? Appreciate it.
I surely will. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it. So, yeah, the forensic experts do their job, and then you look at the evidence, and they'll find out what it backs up. If Trayvon was, you know, stalked, murdered, whatever, the forensics would be able to tell the bullets and the directions and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I guess this is the thing. There's a lot of misinformation and an avalanche of information out there in all different directions. I mean, the bottom line is we do know this. You can't put this genie back in the bottle. And the facts of the kid being at his father's place and going out to the store and then walking back and Zimmerman seeing him and whether he mistook him for somebody that was going to do something or for whatever reason, you know, the bottom line is he had a gun. He called 911. They told him, oh, just leave it alone. You know, don't pursue him. He did. And now what will the other facts or evidence that will turn into facts bear out as to what happened here? And it is foggy in the sense of the Florida law of the stand your ground. Although he went after him, he had a gun. Trayvon Martin wasn't armed. He wasn't going after Zimmerman. It's very murky. You have the police chief who steps aside because he says, hey, I'm in the way. I'm getting in the way of the story. He didn't say story, but he said in the investigation because, you know, I need to remove myself from this conveniently, because that's the other part of the question. Well, what happened when he went to the police station? What happened when he went to the police station and that they said, okay, you know, here's the law, and there wasn't any evidence of this, and they let him leave. So, you know, I think there's still questions surrounding that. I'd like to see that transcript. I'd like to hear what was said, the back and forth there. But, you know, the surveillance video of him coming in, that was pretty telltale in the sense that his father, who was on a TV station and was defending him, was saying that he was attacked. Well, the one thing it doesn't show is that he was in any way looking like he couldn't move or had a bloody nose or any of the things that Pat and I just discussed. We'll be discussing this, I guarantee you, for a long, long time. You know, if it ultimately, here's the thing I would say too. If this raises awareness of thinking certain things, judging certain things, if it saves somebody else's life, a kid's life, somebody else's life down the line, somebody gets trigger happy, someone thinks they see something, whatever the reasons, then that's a good thing for the discussion, because somebody else maybe thinks twice about something. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know, on the lighter side, because I don't want it to be all doom and gloom. I know sometimes I feel like I'm just like on this bully pulpit of this is wrong and that's wrong and you know, all that sort of stuff. I'll tell you one thing that is right, although some people would find reasons that it's not, but it is kind of interesting, the whole Mega Millions thing, you got to admit. I was in New Jersey, pulled up for gas. And, of course, in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. You have to get used to that. It's kind of a weird thing when you're living someplace else. But all over, every single pump it said, we're selling Mega Millions tickets. And everywhere I went, I saw those signs. They're all over New York. They're all over New Jersey. I mean, they're all over the place. Who doesn't know about what's going on in Mega Millions? I wonder how many people, and some of you may be listening to me, are making a run to a neighboring state to go to a lottery place, a convenience store, or wherever they sell them, so that you have a shot at the Mega Millions jackpot. It's, you know, it is ridiculous, I guess, in one sense, if you think about it. Because if somebody told you, hey, you have a 1 in 175 million chance of Charlize Theron going out with you, but why don't you take a crack at it? Would you say, nah, I think I'm going to back off of that. I don't think I'm going to, I don't think, you know, she's going to think I'm the one. I'm going to back off. I'm not going to, this beautiful Hollywood actress, I'm going to back out because you just told me the odds. But no, we're not backing out of this. We're all jumping on it because it is just the fantasy of the whole thing, I guess. It's the fantasy of what would you do with all this money? And, you know, chances are people forget, but chances are that maybe somebody in a big pool ends up splitting this with a bunch of people. And I thought about this. You know, the London Games are starting to advertise the London Games and Michael Phelps and whatever. I guess he's, you know, because he's going to go for all kinds of records again. But the seats to the games are so expensive. Do you know it's the second most expensive sporting event ever? The best seats, and this is per ticket, $8,600. That's one event. One event. That's not hotels, airfare, any of that stuff. $8,600. So only the one percenters are going to get to go and watch these games in person, other than maybe the family or one or two people to represent the family will get to go. Maybe. And then these Gulfstream jets and whatnot, how much do they cost? You know, Rush Limbaugh, that was part of his, bonus. I think when he re-signed with Premier, they gave him two Gulfstream jets. $59.9 million. I could be wrong on the rush facts, but something like that, or had access to a plane. $59.9 million per plane. But, you know, if you have $500 million, that's a drop in the bucket, isn't it? It's a drop in the bucket. Here's what I would be afraid of. How many people could win this? The possibility of being that 1 in 175 million would have a heart attack. I mean, you just flat out go into shock. Especially, like, let's say it's somebody who's unemployed or somebody who's underemployed and they scrape together a few bucks and then they win this thing. Go really overnight, go from rags to riches. There could be something into that that could send you in a completely different direction. You might have to sit down and really process that. I think that's what would happen. You have to process it. All right, here's a quick follow-up for you, because so many of us were talking about this for a very long time on America Tonight, and Jake in Austin sent me something earlier in the day, right when this came down, and of course I'd gotten the same alert, but a Pennsylvania court ordered the start of the child sex abuse trial of the former football assistant coach from Penn State, Jerry Sandusky. They're talking about, you know, when this was going to go forward. And now that trial has been delayed. Yes, it's been delayed. So a lot of people waiting with bated breath for this to happen. It's been delayed 3 weeks, so it doesn't start until June 5th. Now, the reason for this, they say, was logistical problems, issues, whatever. Because remember, Sandusky faces 52 counts of child molestation over all those accusations about the abuse, alleged abuse of the 10 boys over a 15-year period. He denies it. He's under house arrest. But, boy, talk about the fates and fortunes and what happened there. The end of the legendary coach Joe Paterno, who later died in January. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Final turn of this hour of America Tonight. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, fantasizing myself about $500 million. You know, I'm not a money grubber person. Honestly, if I was struck by lightning, you know, and this isn't a pat myself on the back thing, I would feel compelled. Definitely, there's no question. I would feel compelled to help some people. Absolutely. There's just no way you can hoard all that money. And I guess this is why the super rich, you know, when we're talking about somebody who's super rich, and what's your definition of super rich? Is it, you know, over $75 million, $100 million, $1 billion? You almost have an obligation, I think, to do some good. You got to do some good with that do-re-mi. How many islands can you buy? How many gold jewels and baubles can you have? How many cars can you drive around in? I think there's like this karmic bounce back if you would be completely selfish. So, plus just the feeling I think you would get from giving someone else a leg up because you've got this, it's like found money. So, isn't that always the best? I mean, isn't it always the best when you do something for somebody and they're blown away by it? And you're not necessarily even looking for that credit, but you just see that. You see that on their face. You've helped somebody, you paid it forward, and it could be a complete stranger. And so that would be the coolest, because then you'd have the opportunity to do that. And of course you would get whatever you needed or wanted or indulge yourself, but how much can you indulge yourself? You know, that's, you know, ultimately that's the deal. Definitely. Because you can't take it with you. And I really don't think you can spend, you really can't spend all that dough. You can't. It's interesting. We started out the week in Washington, D.C., there with the Supreme Court, watching what was going on, lots of back and forth on the Supreme Court steps, from the keep our hands off our health care to people with sad stories about if the health care law wasn't already in place, they wouldn't have health care and something catastrophic would have happened to them. And we know that in America, we're really affected by this because we don't have a federal fat cat, you know, pension, and we don't have the federal incredible health insurance. No, we don't. So we're out there trying to wade through the mountain of insurance. I mean, I think we all agree that there has to be some kind of reform. The problem is the way it was rammed through is number one. A lot of people never got over that. And then number two is the fact that so many people, number one, even voted on it, not the people that represent us voted on it, not even really realizing everything that was in the bill. And the sad truth of it is, ultimately, it is not health reform, it's insurance reform that we're talking about. Not saying that the insurance company shouldn't make money, but that it shouldn't be all or nothing, where we're smashed against this wall. And there has to be some kind of reform, or we're definitely still all going to pay the price for it, and we already are paying the price for it. But what the Supreme Court rules, I was so convinced in the beginning of the week from Republican strategists and constitutional lawyers that slanted Republican or more conservatively, that, geez, this court is going to really shock us and they're going to come back with a 7-2. Now I'm convinced of the opposite. Listening and talking to people in the last 2 days, I'm thinking, I don't know, that 5-4, it's looking like it's going to be 5-4. But since I don't have a crystal ball and I don't have a bug in the office of any of the Supreme Court, 9 court justices, you know, if I was asked, I would have to say 5-4. I think it goes out. I think unconstitutional, boom. But a lot can happen in those couple of months. A lot of wheels start to turn. Something different could come out of this. And that's going to be a big day. Ultimately, when that's handed down after all of this, is this whole thing going to be ripped up? The whole thing, start all over again? Or are we looking at piecemeal, picking a few things out of it, saying, okay, individual health mandate, forget it, that's not happening, that's unconstitutional, but all these other things are standing, and we can figure out a way to work this out, manipulate this in. And it affects every single one of us. We got the buzz going over the Mega Millions, but there's also the buzz going over health care. And that started the week off, so we're talking about having enough money for health care and what's happened to insurance to now money of a different sort. Isn't it interesting? All roads lead to the same thing, don't they? All roads go back to the dough. It does. Whether we're looking for the bad guys, whether we're trying to make more of it, whether we're hanging through taxes, or, talking about healthcare and premium costs, which still is money, going back to the whole money thing again. Well, speaking of that, the pain at the pump is real for a lot of people, for all of us, because if you're paying $5, you're already furious. You're red-faced, you're angry, you want change big time right now. If you're somewhere in the three and change, you're still not happy about it, but you're not paying $5 like your cousin in Florida is, who has to drive an hour each way to work and is stuck on traffic on 4. So you're not in that spot, but you're just a rung above that. And we all know that our friends in other places and other places pay way more, but you know what? That's over there. So when we're talking about the U.S., there's just no way. I'll say it and I'll say it again. There are certain things you cannot touch. And really, gas prices have a ceiling. And when you crack that code, when you break that ceiling, there's a point of no return. So energy sources, and all of that come into play heavily. And that's a lot of the conversation on the Hill. The president, desperately hoping to get his way on a big bill, was, I think, sadly disappointed. Here's what he sounded like talking about energy earlier in the day.
They can either vote to spend billions of dollars more in oil subsidies that keep us trapped in the past, or they can vote to end these taxpayer subsidies that aren't needed to boost oil production so that we can invest in the future. It's like hitting the American people twice. You're already paying a premium at the pump right now. And on top of that, Congress, up until this point, has thought it was a good idea to send billions of dollars more in tax dollars to the oil industry.
Yeah, well, that speech didn't work too well, or at least addressing what the president thought would resonate with American people and ultimately onto their representatives. That didn't happen, because later in the day, when all the chips were down and the votes counted, it went in a different direction. And here's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had to say.
This phase includes bills, for example, to responsibly increase energy production on federal lands and freeze new regulations on refineries that will have a harmful impact on our economy. Gas prices have gotten worse, and the administration has taken absolutely no action. Now, Republicans aren't going to wait for the Obama administration to act on behalf of families and small businesses.
Yeah, see, so the House didn't get what it wanted, and all the conversation about why won't you do this and why can't you do this and we can't wait any longer. So the Senate came back and they defeated the Democrats' measure to kill off that big oil tax that the president was talking about, 5147. So stripping billions of dollars in the tax breaks from the oil companies, you know, maybe just an hour or so after you heard the president there, didn't happen. So there were a couple of people that jumped over it, moved forward, in fact, with Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey. That was his bill. 60 votes were needed to advance the measure. Didn't happen. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.